Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And since I am a woman sitting in this chair today, we're going to listen to it really fast.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. It's okay.
I thought we were going to listen to
it. We thought we were going to listen to it, but it was really funny.
Some but audio issues.
I was going to say, it was funny because, like, Joy Foudy said that she is going on TV and not smiling, which that one hits close to home because I have a really negative resting face. And oftentimes people say, Jess, you should really, you know, it takes less muscles to smile than to frown. And I'm like, I'm not frowning. This is just my face. Like, it's just who I am. Carrie Champion just said, you know, she hosts SportsCenter. Sarah Spain said that she hasn't even played football, and yet she talks about it. It's essentially was a joke about all the things that women in sports media have to listen to from different viewers, listeners, readers, whatever, wherever that criticism wants to come on various social media platforms. But what I wanted to focus on, as a woman currently hosting a sports talk radio show, I just wanted to say thank you to Memphis. Because honestly, dead serious, I don't get a lot of that. I mean, sure, like the guy who always asks me for pictures of my feet, that's gross. Please stop. But for the most part.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone has one.
But.
Oh, my God.
But I really don't get a lot of bad. And this idea of, you know, it's a joke. Women don't ruin sports for men. We're just love sports and want to do the job just like anyone else in the business. And like Katie Nolan made a joke that she wore a turtleneck and it made someone really mad. And, you know, I didn't wash my hair on Sunday, so take that, Memphis sports viewers. But I did. I just wanted to use this as an opportunity to say thank you, because I really do appreciate the Memphis sports community for being really supportive. And you know, like, my gender rarely gets brought up, and that's awesome. And that does not happen in every city with every sports fan base, and that's great. So this is not an opportunity for someone to send me anything other than niceness on this fine Tuesday afternoon. But it was really funny. The video's on my Twitter account if you want to look at it, and you can see the shrine to Doris Burke, which I'm going to put up in my home ASAP. So I hope Chris is cool with that. When we come back, we will be talking to Jeff Calkins. You can bet what we're talking about, because it's what everyone's been talking about all day. But we'll hit him next here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for excellent barbecue, but the truth is there's only one place in the area where you can get actual world championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. And the reason you can get world championship barbecue there is because the owner is an 8-time world champion. Her name's Melissa Cookston. She's the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame, and she has brought that level of barbecue to Memphis Barbecue Company, which is located at 709 DeSoto Cove. It's just off the interstate, the Goodman Road exit. The ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give that fresh from the cooker quality. And if you order, say, a pulled pork sandwich, that pulled pork is not pulled until the moment they have a ticket in the kitchen for that sandwich. It's not the most efficient way to run a restaurant, but it is the best way to ensure the best quality barbecue that they can possibly get. And that's why they do it that way at Memphis Barbecue Company. It's great for lunch. It's great for dinner. It's great if you got a party you need catered. No party is too big or too small. You can check out the menu, prices, everything on the website. It's memphisbbqco.com.
Here's the thing about doing your holiday shopping at Oak Hall. You know the gift will be really special, and that's what you want, right? Not something ordinary, something run-of-the-mill. You want the gift to be something that will make the recipient happy the moment they open it and throughout the year. That's O'Call. And that's why O'Call has been the best place to shop for holiday gifts since 1859. The atmosphere is festive, the people are incredibly helpful, and the clothes are simply the best you will find anywhere in the world. Plus, now there are great buys throughout the store. Men's fall and winter suits are 20 to 30% off. There are incredible deals on crocodile belts. Merino quarter zip sweaters, normally $150, now $99.95. And fall and winter ladies apparel is 30 to 50% off. So get yourself to O'Call this holiday season. I can tell you there's just something about opening a gift that's high quality and I might not have thought to buy for myself. O'Call is the place for that. Stop in soon and make somebody's holiday spectacular.
The cold is here, and Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool wants to help you stay warm and cozy. Gas logs by Real Fire for indoor or outdoor fireplaces to keep you warm by the fire. Hot tubs by Caldera Spas to relax and soothe all of your troubles away after a long day. Don't forget about the kids this holiday season. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has trampolines, play sets, and basketball goals. Come visit their showroom at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville or online at OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free Radio.com app today on your phone or connected device, or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Welcome back. I am joined now by Jeff Calkins, sports columnist for the Daily Memphian. Jeff, I get to talk to you twice in one Tuesday. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Surprise.
I had the pleasure again.
It's here we
wonderful.
Are. Still talking about the same things.
I have that irritating Gary Parish. All you have to do is call people stupid, and people won't know that he's gone.
I'm working on it. Stupid. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw on Twitter that you might have made an interesting move in diving into the abyss of saying you might do a Memphis coaching carousel mailbag. How is that decision playing out for you?
You know, I think I'm not going to.
Okay. I support that.
I got lots of questions about it, and I might. I'm just trying to decide what now to write. So today's column was Memphis fans, don't worry about Mike Norvell leaving, not because he's not leaving. He probably is and probably going to Florida State, but because you waited your whole life for this week. Don't let it destroy the joy. What will happen will happen. This is literally why you want to have a good coach, to enjoy weeks like this. Memphis is poised to be good again, to be good going forward. The job is better than it's ever been. And I know it's easy to say, but just don't let it ruin. Like, I do get the sense that people confuse the fact that I've talked about it a lot on this radio station today with the fact that I think people should be miserable about it. And I get why it's easy to be miserable about it. You want to believe your coach is going to stay forever and you're going to have another one of these years and everything else, but it's simply not reality here. And so enjoy the week. Buy tickets. I think there's good tickets still available. And then whatever will happen will happen. And they are poised to get a good coach next to replace Mike Norvell if that's what evolves. And it looks like that is what will evolve. So I don't. The problem is, what more do you say? It seems a little rude to be talking about who's next, right?
Right. That's exactly. I was trying to plan what we were going to talk about this evening,
right?
And I was like, you can't replace him until he's gone. That seems a little preemptive.
Well, I mean, you can talk about it because I do think you can say if, right?
Hypothetically.
And I think that, I think the ifs are. I mean, you start with Ryan Silverfield, who's the obvious candidate, who's on staff, who's the he's the one coach who's been with Mike the whole time. He's got pro experience. He's either the deputy or the assistant, whatever. He's a deputy head coach or associate head coach or something. He's a great recruiter, good guy. likes dogs, by the way, brings the offensive line to visit the Humane Society every year. He brings his offensive linemen out to play with dogs, and so I like that in a human being. And so he's the obvious sort of in-house candidate, and then I don't know who the candidates out in the great beyond would be, but you just assume what people would rally around whoever this will be, and away you go. It's just, I mean, it's a little tricky to know what to write, because now we're just sort of waiting for, A, the game, but B, the what seems like almost a formality at this point.
Yeah, there's that weird in between, and I mean, even just when you talk about potential ifs on the coaching replacement side of things, like you obviously hear names like Hugh Freeze start to get brought up in this city. But I even look at sitting head coaches at various quote unquote Group of Five schools. Like you get the Louisiana coach Bill Napier. He might be a better prospect with one more year of experience, but then the App State coach Drinkowicz. And then you get the coordinator game, too. I mean, what's Memphis going to pay? Well, you have hot SEC coordinators who are all making over $1 million these days. So what does that mean? And it's kind of weird to talk about those perspectives as Mike Norvell is still getting ready to coach this game this week.
Yeah, but weird but natural.
Yeah, and just the nature of the beast.
And Mike decides to surprise everybody and says, I'm going to stay here forever and ever. That's fine. We can set this whole conversation aside. But I don't think there's anything evil about talking about this. I think, I'll be honest, it's the thing that right now, if I were walking through a grocery store and someone were to walk up to me and ask me a question about Memphis sports, it could be, how about those basketball Tigers? It could be, what do you think Memphis could beat Cincinnati this week? But most likely, it would be, hey, is Mike going to leave? And then the next question would be, who's going to replace him? I mean, that's simply the nature of what people are talking about. Is Mike going to leave? And who would replace him? And it's unfortunate that that happened this week, but that is the timing of it. And so here we are. And it appears likely that Mike will leave. And in terms of the rest of it, I mean, it's pretty clear they can pay. They can pay up to $3 million. Like, they can pay lots of money. Like, that's – they have shown, and I give them all the credit in the world, they have shown commitment to being good at football. And not only that, like, right now, the last two coaches have come in when the indoor practice facility was just a dream or a theory or whatever else. Now that sucker's going up. And so I think they'll have lots of options in terms of what to do next. But it's hard to – it is hard to – pick three really good coaches in a row. That's not an easy thing to do. It's a, people say it's hard to win three division championships in a row, and it is. I think it may be harder to pick three great coaches in a row. You look at places like Florida State or Texas or wherever else, Florida, like all these places in the last 5 years have fired coaches. And so, and that's those places. And so can Memphis hit another one out of the park? Get a third. That will be tough, but that's the job.
Takes a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill. This is exactly the kind of distraction that Mike Norvell has tried to fight against and guard against.
Right.
And obviously he clearly wants to coach the game on Saturday, and a little bit of unfinished business there being that, three West Division titles, but has yet to win a conference championship. As they go into this game, I mean, how do you see something like this affecting the team and essentially, it's a big distraction and that you just can't ignore that.
Yeah, I guess I don't think it will.
Okay.
I mean, you've got two weird things happening this week. You've got this play the team again thing, right? And then that's just unique in and of itself. What's the dynamic when you play a team for a second time that you just beat? Everyone says it's hard to beat teams twice or three times or whatever, twice in a season. I don't think it's hard to beat bad teams twice in a season. I said on the podcast that we did today, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. The Patriots have beaten like 18 times, like twice every season for the last 9 years or something. Like, it's not hard to beat, if you're the Patriots, it's not hard to beat the Bills twice a season. But it is hard to beat a good team twice. And so there's that whole thing. And then there's the, what are they doing? The players who have to be hearing about this, what are the players doing with this? And I guess I don't think it's going to be a huge factor because think about when Brady was getting booed, right? Brady was booed in the first half against Navy. Was that when it was?
Yeah. Yes.
And what did they do? As it's like Brady said after the game, he was clearly irked by it, but he said, and he sort of, he said, I'm here and I'm lucky to have these coaches and have these players and my sort of band of brothers stuff. Right. And he, at that time, he has since not said this, but at that time you got the sense that he was excluding the fans. He was saying, you guys, fans can boo me, but I'm playing for my teammates right. and my coaches. And I think that is sort of, again, I do think they appreciate it. I know, like, Mike was in tears over the, you know, practically over the SMU crowd. He really is moved by the support they've gotten, and he really does feel like a Memphian and all of that. But I think there is, with this group of players this and coaches, this sort of we are in this together thing. And I think there will be a – I'm not saying – I don't know whether they'll win or lose. I think Cincinnati is very good. But I think there will be an unfinished business quality to this. And I honestly remember back to Justin Fuente's last game, which was 4 years ago. They were playing SMU the last game of the year. The stories – all week long, everybody knew Justin was probably going to Virginia Tech. And then the day of the game, it actually broke that he was absolutely going to Virginia Tech. And they demolished SMU. They just came out and demolished SMU. Now, by the time the bowl game rolled around, things started to fall apart. 3 or 4 weeks had gone by. Half the staff was off at Virginia Tech. Fuente was off at Virginia Tech. It very clearly had an influence on them at the bowl game. But in terms of the game, the last game of the year that Fuente coached, it was sort of a let's go out in style. And I think that's more likely to happen than that they fall apart this Saturday.
As you look at Mike Norvell, you know, making that next step, and from a Memphis fan base who fans are fans, and there's always going to be some that take very aggressive standpoints. But collectively, do you think that as long as Mike Norvell is not going to Ole Miss, do you think Memphis fans will be able to kind of rally around him and still support him wherever it is he ends up next, if that may be Florida State?
Yeah, I think my general feeling is there will always be some fans who will find a reason to be offended. And there were a fan – there were what you heard when Justin left was, well, don't mind that he went, but he's the reason that we like – they lost a late-season game that year to Temple – and it was all, he very clearly was distracted and we should have done better and whatever else. And there was some, the way he left. And I think that there'll be some people who are just angry because they want to be, people don't want the football jobs to, football coaches to treat their jobs like jobs. They want them to be in love with their jobs in the same way that fans are in love with the program. But it's different. And so, I mean, I already got somewhere on Facebook, whatever, someone sent me a note saying, I didn't mind Fuente leaving. They probably did. But I didn't mind Fuente leaving, but he didn't lie to us. Mike Norvell lied to us. No, he hasn't lied to you, like, at all. Mike Norvell has never said, I am staying forever. Mike Norvell has said, I like the job. I really care about the city of Memphis. I'm invested in this place. I feel like a Memphian. I think all of those things are 100% true. I think he really does. Everyone close to Mike tells me that he loves this place and he believes he could win forever here. But it just so happens you can't win a national championship here. It's structured that you can't. That is the way the thing is designed. So I think 95% of the people will know that and acknowledge that and be grateful to the fact that, like, let's be honest, Mike delivered game day. Without Mike Norvell, we wouldn't have had that explosion of civic celebration that was game day. So I think most people will be grateful, but I'm sure if you look at his mentions and you want to find people who call him a liar or whatever else, you can find those people, but they will be wildly in the minority?
I should hope so. Sane, rational fans for the most part. Sometimes weigh out those few negative voices. I mean, if you look at from the Florida State perspective today, the things that those fans are saying about the potential of it being Mike Norvell, and I made the mistake of getting on a Florida State message board this afternoon, which
did
just
you?
Took, oh, I did, and it just took Twitter to the next level. I was strongly suggesting.
What did you discover?
Off.
Were you doing reporting there on the message board?
I was. Well, I was just curious. I was curious about, you know, message boards are where all fun goes to die.
What was the consensus? What was the consensus?
The consensus is that Florida State fans are not thrilled, which frankly
shocker.
Was also the consensus on Twitter, but just maybe to a little bit more colorful language to describe why they're not exactly thrilled with Mike Norvell. I mean, just people generally assuming this is the worst, which is just silly from a Memphis perspective. What do you think about the response? I know you read tweets this morning on your show and seeing it continue throughout this day. You don't necessarily have to win the press conference when you hire a head coach. It's helpful. But how do you see Mike Norvell playing there if he is indeed the hire? And can he make the fans switch their opinions quick? Or is he going to have to win games before that even comes close to happening?
No, I think my experience is, I like the way that Gary put it on my show today, is when there is a coaching search, by and large, whatever you see as first three names on the fans list, you should just scratch out because they're not coming, right? It's just fans think that Nick Saban is going to take their job. And I remember when Texas was hiring a football coach and they ended up hiring Charlie Strong. Everyone wanted Nick Saban, and they thought they were going to Nick Saban. And if you think you're going to get Nick Saban and you end up with anyone but Nick Saban, you're going to be outraged, and you're going to think it's the worst thing ever. And so people for whatever reason, believe that some, you know, superstar is going to take their job, or Urban Meyer, or whoever it else.
Hey, don't attack USC in that way.
And it's just probably just going to be not that person. It's just not going to be that person. And so if it's not James Franklin and it's not Nick Saban or whatever, in the case of Florida State, if it's not James Franklin or Bob Stoops or Matt Campbell, who has a higher profile because he's at a Power Five school, than Mike, who's going to make them deliriously happy? The truth is that I saw one Twitter. He was called White Willie, meaning Willie Taggart, who happens to be African American, and that Mike is the equivalent. Well, that's just stupid. Like, it's stupid because just because you are a successful coach in the same conference doesn't mean you are identical human beings. It's ridiculous. But they don't know anything about Mike. They've never spent time with Mike. In fairness, I had never spent time with Mike or didn't know anything about Mike before he got this job. And so, so that's one reality of coaching searches is that unless you get the huge name, people are going to be irked. My other sense is the reality is that people always come around. Within 24 hours, they talk themselves into whoever it is. And you've seen this at Tennessee. Tennessee has hired bad coach after bad coach after bad coach. Maybe Jeremy Pruitt isn't a bad coach. He certainly had a nice second half of the year. But people talk themselves into every one of those. Derek Dooley, people after his press conference, people are like, yeah, Derek, this is going to be great. Like, Derek Dooley's going to be great. Well, he wasn't great. But in the end, you want to rally around the person. And I think Mike is certainly a dynamic enough that he will get people to rally around. And then, you know, and then in the end, it'll be wins and recruiting like everything else. But I absolutely think he can win them over because I think people want to be won over. It was actually one of the really shocking things about Tubby Smith's original press conference is people went there wanting to be won over, and he just made no effort to win them over. Like, he was doing the Texas Tech gun salute, and then Memphis had a very highly rated point guard who had committed, and we mentioned him, and you know, any coach would say, yeah, he's my first priority, I'm going to get on the plane and go see him, and he kind of was like, who? And you sort of came away shaking your head because everyone wants to fall in love with that new person at that press conference, and Tubby just didn't allow it. And so, but I think Mike, if he ends up at Florida State, and right now they're sitting up chairs in the end zone, evidently, I think the people who are sitting in those chairs by the end of the term and by the end of Mike's original remarks will be, yeah, this is going to be great.
Just as long as he doesn't give a go Tigers go at the end. I think it'd be kind of safe.
Great day to be a Tiger, right?
Yeah, exactly. Transitioning to basketball, the Tigers play tonight at FedEx Forum, 8 o'clock tip against Bradley. Bradley is no Stephen F. Austin, but they're actually better. They're an okay. I mean, they're better. Yeah. They're 120 in KenPom. So people have called this kind of a sneaky game tonight. What do you hope to see from the Tigers out there? Are you going to the game tonight?
I desperately hope to see a victory because I am not going.
Okay.
And so if they lose, I'll feel like I should have been there. Like, that's the news.
We now
right?
know who to blame. Yes.
If they win comfortably, it's not really that newsworthy.
Right.
It is newsworthy if they lose. And so I, for all kinds of reasons, they've done a great job of reacting to very difficult circumstances. And you just have to be really impressed by the way they've played in these difficult circumstances. And but it's funny, I was asked by Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian today. He said, you know, originally there were 12 games that James was going to miss. He said, would you have taken 10-2 at the, I'll ask you this question. Would you have taken 10-2? Yes, I did ask you this question
you
on
did.
My show.
Yes.
Would you have taken 10-2 at the start of that stretch? I think you even said you'd take 9-3, right?
Yes, I did say exactly that. I
okay.
think 9-3
so
would have
right
been
now,
a gift.
Now they've beaten Ole Miss and they've beaten NC State. Would you take, if you could lock in, you're going to lose two, but just two. Would you do it, or are you now reaching for the stars? Because the only top 100 teams left are Tennessee, Wichita State, and Georgia. Would you lock in 10-2, or would you say, no, I'll take what's behind door number one, which because I could go 11-1.
I like to play things incredibly safe, and I would rather be pleasantly surprised than sad. So I'm going to lock in at 10-2. I'm going to look at Tennessee, Georgia, and Wichita State, that two of those games. And, you know, part of it is just them going to Knoxville plays a
significant
factor.
They'll definitely be underdogs at Knoxville and at Wichita State.
That's the easy one, right.
They're going to be an underdog there. And if you locked in 10-2, what you would be saying is, okay, we're going to lose two out of those three games, and that will be sad, like because Tennessee fans will never let you hear the end of it and whatever else. And so, but what you're taking off the table is, like, this is in a season where Stephen F. Austin has beaten Duke at home, it is absolutely within the realm of possibility that you could lose to Bradley at home. Right?
Especially this season. I mean, it's just been that kind of year.
Exactly. And you could lose to UAB Saturday. So so I would still lock in 10-2. Having said that, I'm very impressed by what they have done. And I think it shows I think the players, you haven't heard any of the sort of whining that that people predicted you might have about roles and stuff like that. Tyler Harris coming off the bench. Haven't heard an unhappy word from Tyler Harris. Alo coming off the bench. You knew you wouldn't hear an unhappy word about him, but still. Lance isn't getting big minutes, but he's playing a role. And like, no one seems to be unhappy. They're all buying into their roles. Precious has been immense since James went out. And so I just love the fact that they're not sticking it to the NCAA. That's not fair, but they are not allowing themselves to be beaten down by the NCAA, and I admire that.
Yeah, and they've found a way to continue to thrive, and I mean, like, we saw Boogie finally have his game and the sophomore guards kind of serving in that veteran role. Precious is Precious, DJ is DJ. My one guy that I'm still waiting for, are you as surprised as I am that Damian Baugh has not had his standout game yet this season?
Well, yes. I mean, Damian is the one who people were like, oh my goodness, he's going to be a total star. And he has not. He's had some foul issues. And you knew he wasn't going to light it up from outside. That's not his game. I think he's sort of still figuring it out. And I think he has it in him to have those games. I think it's nice that they're winning. I mean, DJ didn't have a good game against NC State. Like, it turns out you don't need them all to have good games simultaneously. You need some of them to have good games. But you're exactly right. DJ, I mean, Damian has been one who has, given the degree of hype in the wake of the Bahamas trip from Damien Barr. He has not yet lived up to that. But I'm not down on him. I still have his high hopes for him. I still think he's can be a monster defensively. I think he's just figuring some things out. But you're right. He's one who is not – you wouldn't say he has exceeded expectations at this point or even quite met.
And still plenty of time for that, obviously, to change. I don't know if you saw the news we had breaking here this hour, turning to the Grizzlies, is that Brandon Clark now joins Ja Morant on the week-to-week fun-filled injury train. Just, I mean, what a bummer it is to have both of them now kind of off the grid.
Yes. The good news is, in any significant way, it doesn't matter, right?
These are not meaningful debilitating injuries.
Yeah. These are not meaningful games. And so the entertainment value, it's not the same. Even Sunday, when they won, without Ja, you're like, oh, I'd rather be watching Ja. Like, I miss Ja. Yeah.
Where are my Ja highlights to add in my sportscast that night?
And Brandon Clark brings his own kind of highlights, too. Like, he's fun to watch, too. But neither of these are debilitating. And it's just, there was a new mock draft out today by Jonathan Givony. And the silver lining here, I'm not advocating tanking. I'm not rooting for losses, none of those things. Do not get upset, people, about this. But I am of a mind that when the losses come, I'm okay with it because I know that this would be a good year to keep the draft pick and get that third stalwart to go with Jaren and Ja. And so losses like last night don't deeply sadden me. They're embedded into this year, to the expectations of this year. And so the sad thing is that we don't have the entertainment of watching Ja right now for a little bit, but they'll both be back. And in the meantime, we get to see some other players play, which is actually, significant. And so you want to see some other player just to see what, what's Bruno Caboclo? Is he going to be a part of the future going forward? Anthony Melton, is he going to be part of the future going forward? He was good last night. And so that's part of it. And I think in the grand scheme, this is okay.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thanks for doing this.
Yep. Absolutely. Have a good one. That was Jeff Coggins. Read him at the Daily Memphian. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, you guessed it, Mike Norvell and coaching carousels and come back and listen, because I promise, I know it's been like a very pedantic day discussing coaching rumors and coaching carousels, and that can be exhausting, especially from the fan base whose coach may be leaving, because you never want to hear over and over and over again that your guy is going to pick somewhere else.
Sure.
No matter how much you understand, and no matter how rational you are, like, that stinks. You don't like that. So I'm going to paint it in a couple different pictures. And maybe it'll make you feel better, maybe it won't, but we're going to give it a try. I'll talk to you next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish asking you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. You should know, I'm not just an endorser, a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. My Mercedes is fast, smooth, it looks and feels great. It makes me look and feel great. I really do think it's a mood changer. Undeniably, it's an image changer. Also, understand this. When you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety. From standard collision prevention assist to the advanced driver's assistance package, a Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is designed to protect your family. Once you have one, I promise you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, a Mercedes is more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today. 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now. 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
So Bill had a home out in Collierville. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He did the smart thing. He got in touch with Josh Hysall. Josh Hysall went to work, got 8 showings on the first day. He sold Bill's home in Collierville, full asking price. How did Josh Hysall do this? You know. He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys are going to sit down, agree on a price, and that's when he's going to go to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And this is a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysall, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
All right, you have now heard like 9 straight hours of coaching carousel discussion. Not straight, like other things have been talked about. But if you have been a loyal 92.9 FM ESPN listener all day, it's been a lot.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You got to talk about it.
You have to. Yeah. And like when you're reading the timeline tea leaves, if Florida State is openly waiting until this weekend to make a hire and the stage is set up and the chairs are set up and the field is ready to go and they're just waiting on the guy, the guy is probably coaching a game on Saturday.
Sure.
And by all intents and purposes, that guy is most likely Mike Norvell. And I, you know, let's start by saying, like, nothing is official until it's official. I have seen crazier things fall through. No deal is done until that deal is officially done. And there is a graphic that is not a fake graphic. It is a real graphic from a real Twitter account from the university saying, welcome to our school. But I wanted to end my Norvell talk with, like, a little bit of a different spin that hasn't been talked about. And that's a little story time. So once upon a time, there was a young girl who could not understand why a coach would want to leave Boise State. They played on a blue field. It was like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Some people don't, but like I loved that blue field. And they were also winning games, which is an important designation to make because this was the early 2000s. And that coach was Dan Hawkins. And Dan Hawkins was doing just fine at Boise State. And he makes the decision to leave for Colorado, which arguably not a great job. Like at that time, Boise State, better job in that moment than Colorado. For those of you who don't know, my dad was the commissioner of the Western Athletic Conference at the time. Boise State was one of his schools, and I remember him talking to many a people about why would Hawkins leave for Colorado when Boise State was the better job in that moment. But he leaves, and in comes Chris Peterson, the offensive coordinator. He inherits all that Hawkins did for that program. He brings his little bag of tricks that includes the Statue of Liberty play. Mm-hmm. And in his first year as head coach at Boise State, he beats Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl in one of the greatest college football games of all time. And Boise State, which was a program that was like, it was flirting with national relevance, but I was still getting in fights with kids in my high school class about Boise State not being a, quote, mid-major. Like, I was not allowed to say the word mid-major in my household growing up. It was, like, worse than the F word or anything out there, but you couldn't say it. But, you know, people didn't have a ton of respect for Boise State still, and there was this idea that they would get curb-stomped by Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, and they didn't, and they won, and it set the tone for the Boise State football team that now exists still to this day.
Yep.
A team that up until, like, 2 weeks ago, we were still having a conversation of, you know, would a one-loss Boise State team get into the Cotton Bowl or the New Year's Six Bowl from the Group of Five over a one-loss American team. Mm-hmm. And things have changed from there, obviously, and the American winner will, by all means, be going to the Cotton Bowl. But Chris Peterson stays at Boise State for 8 years, eventually leaves for Washington as of yesterday. I'm surprised that he's stepping down. But because even with all of his success at Boise State and making millions living in Boise, it was a pretty good deal. Like, that's a good gig. But you can't win a national championship there, and especially with the transition from the BCS to the college football playoff, and so he had to go. And I remind people, when you're thinking about if there are some of those rare fans out there eager to point a finger and say, Norvell has to stay here forever, or I'm going to turn on him, for he to achieve his ultimate goals of recruiting at the highest level, at winning a national championship, he has to go. And like I said at the start, he could still stay for now. I think you have to remind yourself, down the road, he's going to go eventually. It's most likely going to happen. This is not a TCU situation at this time with Gary Patterson. That worked out in his favor because TCU ended up in the Big 12. Entirely different situation here. And you never know until an announcement is made. But I want to say, if he leaves, just remember that his replacement inherits a very good roster with some very good talent, barring a transfer portal mass exodus. They're set up to succeed because of what Mike Norvell did here during his time at Memphis. And that is a testament to where Memphis football has become and grown to in this time period. And it started with Fuente. And it, I mean, Norvell is the guy who made it sing and who brought College mm-hmm. Game Day to Memphis and who has three straight division championships. He was saying this week, there aren't a lot of schools that have three straight division championships, and he did it. And there aren't a lot of schools who have a Mike Norvell. And because of that, you have the perfect storm where he is wanted elsewhere, and he deserves to be able to take that next step in his career. But don't turn back on everything that he did. And don't make that allow you to think that he thinks anything less of Memphis. It's just time, and it's just what it is. And you move on. And you hope that Memphis is set up to succeed down the road. And Maybe they are the next Boise State, and maybe they will be better than what Boise State has been in terms of representing the Group of Five during this time period.
I like that. I feel positive after that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
That was a good comparison there. I like that.
You just got to bring a little positive because it is tough. You're preparing for arguably, I mean, we've said this so many times this season, the biggest game in Memphis football history, but this very much is. And it happens to be clouded over by a coaching search.
Yeah.
And just a national coaching carousel that wants your guy because your guy is good. And, hey, I'm a USC alum. I would want Mike Norvell to be in that conversation. Yeah, they're looking at Urban Meyer or James Franklin or Clay Helton will be there forever, probably knowing my luck. But whatever way that plays out, I've seen Norvell's name come up a couple times there, and I would want that because he's a good coach.
Yeah, I think that the cool thing, obviously, you know, it's something that's hanging over the week and everything like that. But the fact that we know he's going to coach in the game on Saturday and that he wants to coach in the game on Saturday, regardless of what happens, like, that's cool. Cause you, and hopefully everybody comes and shows out because Norvell desperately wants to win that AAC title.
He wants it. This city wants it. This team wants it. It will be emotional, and hopefully it will be an amazing day at the Liberty Bowl. We're going to step away. When we come back, we got dinner to go. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12-8-19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Napa know-how.
Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at Napa. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local Napa store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome a new year at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica, Tuesday, December 31st. Win up to 2020B rewards or a new Dodge Challenger and toast the new year with a midnight balloon drop. See Be Connected for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, sports fans. This is James Gaddis. If you're looking for the special gift for your special someone, come visit with us. At James Gaddis Jewelers, you will find a gift that she will cherish always and forever. Whether it's earrings, rings, pearls, a watch, or precious gemstones. We can help you find something perfect. Or maybe it's time for diamonds. Diamonds are our specialty, and our selection is extensive, so let us be your holiday headquarters. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar at Mendenhall.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today. 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now. 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Oh, now I want to be.
All right, let's get right into Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Memphis might, being the operative word there, might be losing its head coach to Florida State. The things are lining up in that direction as the Seminoles wait until this weekend to announce who they will be selecting as their new head coach. Everything is set up and ready to go. They're just waiting to make that announcement, and we assume why.
You know, I meant to ask you, I don't think we talked about this during the show. There's obviously other jobs that are open too, besides Florida State. Do you take any of those jobs? Missouri, Arkansas, Ole Miss being the main ones.
No, at this point especially. And funny you should ask that. One of the things that I was going to mention in my previous segment too was when my dad was in town this past week, he wanted to talk to Mike Norvell, which I told him Mike Norvell's very busy, but he wanted to tell him that story about the Boise State coaches because he wanted to say, take the right job. That's half the battle. I mean, when you look at Hawkins taking the Colorado jobs, what did that do to his career down the line? It wasn't great. It wasn't a good job. And when you look at Norvell's options, you got to take a good job, or at least a job where you have a fighting chance. And the AAC, or the ACC, is a different beast than the SEC at a school like Ole Miss, Arkansas, or Missouri. You have a better fighting chance to actually do some good.
What's the biggest game tonight?
The biggest game nationally, Louisville, Michigan, number one versus number four at 6:30 on ESPN, followed by Duke, Michigan State at 8:30, and sandwiched in there is Memphis, Bradley, 8 o'clock tip at FedEx Forum. Believe that one is on CBS Sports Network.
What should I watch on TV?
My whole night has been derailed because I thought that I had this nice evening planned where I was going to watch The Irishman, which is a three-hour movie.
Three and a half hour.
Thank you for the clarification. On you can catch it on Netflix. It's Scorsese's latest. You can also see it in theaters. Then I thought I was going to go see it. That got kind of derailed because 3.5 hours. It's late already. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Sure.
We're going to go see Knives Out. Also
a
great movie that's supposed to be awesome. But now I want to watch all these college basketball games. And as a Fancy Pants AP voter, I feel like I have to watch all three of those basketball games that I just discussed. So we'll push the movies to tomorrow. I'm not here tomorrow, so now you know what I'm doing then.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Tremendous article in the LA Times today on the late USC and San Diego Chargers defensive back Kevin Ellison, who passed away, and his brain has been studied to help further explain CTE. It is a really, really good article. I read it earlier today. It's by Nathan Fino. Not sure how to pronounce his last name, but it's stellar. I strongly suggest checking it out.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
GP is back. He will be joined by Joe Mullinex of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues. They'll talk all things Grizzlies. GP also talk about the Tigers game against Bradley. I am off tomorrow. I'll be sleeping all day. Thanks for listening to us here on this fine Tuesday evening. What is it, Giving Tuesday?
It is Giving Tuesday.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here with you guys tonight on maybe your drive home. Have a good one. Talk to you next time.
I'm so
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is always ready to help you impress your special someone. No matter what your budget, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift in zero-interest financing from now until Christmas. Robert Irwin Jewelers is your holiday gift headquarters.
When you're in the need of quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Frontier has thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. Tons of jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Whether you're after classic denim jeans, dungarees, or work pants, you'll find it among Frontier's amazing selection of stylish, modern fits. Flame-retarded jeans and shirts now available as well. Colder weather is on the way, and Frontier is prepared with overalls, coats, and fleece jackets. Women's Sherpa jackets by Simply Southern starting at just $29.99. And don't forget the boots. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots. Work, dress, or play, come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. Ariat, Durango, Dan Post, and many, many more. You are guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Welcome to Mo's!
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Mo's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, and more with more than 20 fresh ingredients. Mo's gives you exactly what you're craving. Have a home or work event? Let Mo's cater or book one of their 2 food trucks. Just call 901-606-3172. Stop in on Mo Monday for $5.99 burritos or bowls all day, or ask about box lunches starting at $8. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Internet offer ends 12/8/19. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant.
was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends, featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome a new year at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica, Tuesday, December 31st. Win up to 2020 B rewards or a new Dodge Challenger and toast the new year with a midnight balloon drop. See Be Connected for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.